This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All your favorites are taking place. Somebody who has been at this since the beginning and knows all about the Tri-County football event and how it will culminate is Bill Daly, who will join us now from the Miami Herald. Bill Daly, thanks so much, Bill. And obviously, this is an event that could maybe continue for programs that don't want to go into the state series.
Yeah, that will be the million-dollar question going into next year, Larry. Is under the assumption, and God knows we all hope that the world will be relatively back to normal by next summer with hopefully a vaccine out in full circulation, and we'll get back to more of a normal life. What will a lot of these teams do? A lot of the big shots, I'm sure will continue to opt in, and Central and Northwestern and Booker T and maybe Columbus Western, Plantation, Deerfield, teams like that, I would imagine probably would opt into the state series. But there's going to be a lot of teams. I mean, a ton of teams like Coral Glades and Flanagan and, Coral Springs and American, North Miami. I mean, teams that know, that they're not getting to Tallahassee, and wouldn't it be cool to just
Let's hope it's not going to be Tallahassee next year.
Yeah, that's true, as we get ready for a long ride. But, yeah, it will be interesting to see how that all plays out, how this all goes. I can tell you that, as members of the selection committee, we certainly were excited, and I love the complaint that, right after we sent out the first poll, we started getting some complaints. And I said, that's great. I love complaints because that means we're creating some buzz. Okay. Yeah. And coaches care and players care and they want to be part of this. So yeah. I think it's great. It's a great concept. I want to first, before we go any farther, give a shout out to Reginald Fox at the Greater Miami Athletic Conference and Rocky Gillis and Sean Serra at the Broward County Athletic Association and Valerie Miaris up in Palm Beach, who really, worked hard to organize this and put this thing together, especially Rocky and Sean. I think that's where this whole thing originally was hatched, the whole idea. And I loved it from the minute I heard about it. And I'm really excited now that it's a reality. I congratulate our fellow selection committee members on selecting these 48 teams that are going to participate in this. We did the best we could, folks, as far as seating everybody. I know, we couldn't get everybody in, and a few teams got left out. But, it was a challenge for us, Larry. It was, as you well know, because there was such a small sample size. Some of these teams hardly played any games. So, we just had to do the best we could with the limited data that we had. And I think we did a good job, if I say so myself. I think we got it. I think we got it nailed down pretty good. And we got these teams seated pretty effectively, I think. So looking forward to everything getting underway this weekend.
Bill, the one thing, too, is you have your 8A because you had enough teams. You had your 7A, obviously. But 6-5-4-3-2, we didn't have hardly any. We had one 1A team. But you couldn't really logistically put 6A, 5A. It all had to be 1A through 6A, which kind of turned out pretty good because you have an opening round game of Glade Central hosting Booker T. Washington, defending 4A state champ. So obviously, and then you have Columbus defending 8A state champions who will be home in the first round as a number one seed. So this kind of is working out pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. And my first reaction was when we first started breaking down in our initial meeting, you know, all the classes. I said, oh my gosh, 6A through 1A, there's going to be too many teams. That's going to be a glut. But I was surprised when all of a sudden we got the list of 6A through 1As in Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade, and it wasn't that big of a number. So I think we got that right. And then we just combined them, and then we kept 7A as a separate division and 8A as a separate division. And yeah, we got it. I think we got it right. Yeah, we had a great matchup. And our man Jordan McPherson from the Herald is going to make the trip up to Belgrade on Friday night to cover that Booker T Glade Central game. That's a real attractive game, and we got some other attractive matchups, and we're going to have some really good ones down the stretch too. And we'll see who makes the finals. You could possibly get a Columbus Western or Columbus Deerfield Beach Gold Bracket final in 8A. That would be a terrific matchup. Maybe Delray Atlantic and Plantation in 7A, and Booker T, for the record, is my dark horse choice. I think the Tornadoes are starting to catch their legs now, and I think they got a shot as coming out as a sixth seed and maybe getting to the final, maybe playing Killian in the final. We'll see what happens. So
yeah, I'll tell you what. But you look at two programs contrasting in their last year at this time, Booker T's getting ready to go to state, and Glade Central was doing everything they can. They fired Jesse Hester, which I hated to see, but I guess he stepped down. but the whole thing was it was all unraveling for them. And fast forward to this year, they've played pretty good, and new coaching staff, a lot of the players, and as we know, Booker T. Washington, at the beginning of the year got beat by Palmetto, but they were without a lot of kids. And remember, Booker T. lost two very, very good kids who start now at IMG Academy, and that's a small school to begin with, so obviously you can't afford to lose that. So obviously you have 8A, as we said, big doing, 7A potential of a Plantation Delray Heritage match, or a couple of, and then the smaller schools 6 through 1. Now, not only do they have the gold division, but they have a silver division, so you actually crown, is that how they do it? They crown champions in each, the gold and silver in each class?
Yeah, there'll be six champions crowned on Monday the 21st, or the three is scheduled for the three silver championship games, and Tuesday the 22nd will be the three gold championship games. So you're going to have six champions. And you know what? I mean, hey, even in you win the silver championship, Larry, in the 6A through the 1A, guess what? These kids will put their fingers up, and we're number one, and they're going to get a nice trophy, and they're going to pose for a team picture. And that's something that they wouldn't have gotten a sniff of Tallahassee. They would have never gotten anywhere near the state championship final. So, yeah. And they can walk, they can, on Christmas morning, they can say, hey, you know what? We were the 6A through 1A silver champions. And what a thing for, kids to accomplish. And that's why I got a feeling that this thing may stick. I'd like to think that we're not going to be one and done with this. I'd like to think that the work that's been done to put this together, we'll move on, like I said, not necessarily with everybody. I'm sure there will be other teams down the road next year that will choose to opt into the state series, but there's a lot of teams that there's a lot of teams left, a lot of quality programs that may continue to play in this Tri-County series. I think it's just a great thing.
No doubt. Bill, I appreciate it. Bill Daly, Miami Herald, he'll be joining us throughout the playoffs, trying to every week breaking them down with something. We'll be following it. We're going to give everybody – listen, we went all those months without having any of our teens play. These poor kids were, watching everybody else play. So now it's their turn to shine, and we'll be right there. Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate you stopping in.
Larry, all my best. We'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.